Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Dolls.
Head it up, dolls.
Gather round.
Happy VPR day.
It's another episode of Sup. I'm fighting for my goddamn life.
You're in... All Quiet on the Western Front.
I'm in the fucking trenches. I'm living trench warfare here in Mid-City West.
This is a year of infection. What is going on? Sup has been attacked by infection left and right since the beginning of 2023.
Yeah. So my RF microneedling healing process has also included a skin infection that's being treated and it's going to be fine. And again, I must stress, once I heal from this skin infection and rejuvenate all the skin on my face, it will be over for everyone. But God's just throwing me another little curveball at the end of Q1, a curveball I didn't see coming, a curveball I didn't want. But here we are, and I'm fighting. I'm fighting tooth and nail for justice for my own visage.
But just get ready for what's coming.
Like,
your face.
Truly, you will not be able to look at me because I will be glowing. My skin will be so radiant and tight.
Mm.
And you'll say, like, I can't even comprehend
what's happening.
This woman's face. I must look away. We are not worthy.
And the rest of LA will be fighting for their goddamn lives.
Yeah. Because probably like a huge earthquake will come or like a massive fire or like what something else will happen.
You step out on the town to like, you're like, I'm going to get some dick or pussy tonight and like, I'm ready to go. And then all of a sudden,
I go, hey, everyone, as I get out of the Uber. And then immediately LA falls prey to the quake of a century and it just breaks off of the continental United States and sinks into the ocean. That would be the thing that would happen upon my reemergence into society. But it's fine.
Yeah.
It's whatever. Ultimately, listen, you know what?
You're malting right now and it's about to happen for you. It's about to go off and it's going to be okay.
Yeah.
And it's okay to not be okay.
That's a big lesson here. But honestly, there's bigger fish to fry.
Well, also, do not think for a second that, like, I shouldn't do microneedling. Because you should.
No. Don't let this stop you from living your esthetician truth. This is just simply my bump in the road.
Listen.
Here's the deal, though. speaking of fighting for your goddamn life, Gwyneth is in court right now, and I need to say, if you don't already know, this podcast stands with Gwyneth Paltrow. Fuck that fucking charlatan who's dragging my queen through the mud. When society has big problems with itself, it turns its laser gaze on my queen, and I'm sick of it. Let Gwyneth live. Let her ski with 4 ski instructors and her kids. And I hope that this man finds that karma is a bitch.
You're right. When society is going poorly like it is now, the rage is turned on some woman.
But mostly Gwyneth.
Gwyneth is like a scapegoat for American culture.
She really is. She's like, honestly,
a martyr.
I would say in 100 years, maybe 100 plus years, Gwyneth will be considered a saint.
She'll be canonized.
In some religion. Yeah, she'll be canonized. People will wear, like, instead of Saint Christopher, they'll have like a Saint Gwyneth necklace.
Saint Gwyneth sounds proper.
True.
No, she is like a, she's like a sort of Rorschach test for America. We see what we want to see in her. Most people, a lot of people, stupid people see, you know, bad things, but the real ones know that she is emergent.
Yeah.
She is resplendent. She is wise.
And this man?
Yeah, what the fuck?
If we can even call him that, why as a man are you suing a woman? A.
True. What man sues a woman?
Yeah, honestly, ask yourselves that.
You need to unpack that.
Also, has he been treated for like dementia? Because maybe he has that. Maybe it wasn't a like traumatic brain incident,
yeah,
or injury from Gwyneth skiing into him, which she says that she didn't, and actually he skied into her. But everyone in his life is like, God, he got really angry after this accident and was like such a dick, and he was so nice before and then horrible after. But I'm like, he's very old. Does he have dementia? Can we talk about that? No one wants to talk about that. Also, maybe Munchausen's. He sounds kind of Munchausen's to me.
Why was his old ass on the ski slope in like a really...
All alone.
Yeah, alone and like in like a kind of wealthy pro skier, kind of like, I do this all the time. I winter in this place. Why were you, as an old fuck, skiing alone? And I'm sorry, him saying, I can't taste wine anymore... Maybe you have long COVID.
Yeah. Ever thought of that?
Ever thought
of
that?
You dumb fuck.
You dumb bitch.
Also, you stupid bitch. Also,
you stupid fucker.
Where doesn't Gwyneth have like 10? She was skiing with like an entourage, so there must be witnesses. She will take the stand, and it's truly she will be revealed tonight. And by she, I mean this fucking scammer.
Yeah. What is, and also like, he's a doctor.
I know. So it's
Where's your honor?
Right. Yeah. You took your a Hippocratic
honor?
Oath. Do no yeah. harm. And you're harming yeah. me now. Yeah.
Gwyneth, you know what, though? She showed the fuck up. She's giving beige and creams.
Mm-hmm.
And she's turning it the fuck out in court. And, like, she's there. She's like, I'm going to do this. And it's such a power move because she's, like, truly exposing what a fraud he is by just being there. And I love the cartoons depicting, like, the scenarios. They're killing me. It looks like CPR instructions. It's so funny. Gwyneth is serving cunt in those little cartoons.
I know. She's never not serving cunt. I would never, for a second, think that I could sue her and she wouldn't take me the fuck down.
I mean, I guess she's, like, countersuing for, like, a dollar or something.
Yeah.
Like, just like Taylor Swift did that.
Just emblematic to be, like, shut the fuck up. I hope she gets her dollar.
Is this being televised?
Yeah, it's on like Court TV. I think it's being live streamed. I haven't watched it just because I've had other shit going on, but I also don't get like how in America you can just live stream like
I know
legal stuff. It's crazy.
The same fervor that was around the Depp Heard trial should be around this trial. That trial didn't go the way that we all wanted it to, so let's do it up for Gwyneth.
Yeah, but I fear that if the more people know, the more like long COVID brain, like
sexist
idiots get yeah. their hands on this link. Like once they discover, then they're gonna try and take the queen down. So I prefer them not to know.
That's
and just
true.
Literally sit in the dark, twiddling their thumbs.
It's kind of if you know, you know.
Yeah.
You have to be in the know.
But I pray
AKA
for justice.
A girl or a gay.
Mm-hmm. An elder millennial or a gay. Gen
we
Z,
do pray.
Stay out of it.
Yeah, Gen Z, don't get involved.
Gen X, some of you are okay. Some of you aren't. Boomers, I'm keeping my eye on you. And
I'm keeping my eye on Gen X.
Yeah. But I pray that the legal system works. And if this trial goes wrong, there will be no more trust in the legal system as we know it from one Laura Shane Halls.
And she's in like Colorado, right? Or wherever, like wherever that happened.
In Utah,
mm-hmm. Sun Valley.
I don't know exactly where.
Well, we pray for our goopy queen, Our Lady of Shawl.
Our Lady of Skis. And also, if she... I hope that she gets some skiing in this weekend.
Yeah.
I hope when the court is on recess, she's hitting the slopes and chopping up some fresh powder.
Yeah, I hope she goes on like a fun little tube with Brad and Apple and Moses.
Yeah. I hope that we get like any sort of like insight on Goop or like a dedicated email about this process once it's over and she's won her dollar back. I would love just like any sort of catty update.
Do you think Blythe is there?
No.
Yeah.
I can't see her like traveling. You know, like parents, they get to an age where it's like better if they don't come.
Gwyneth is looking identical to Blythe right now.
Yeah, those jeans.
Insane.
No bounds.
In other news, guys, Hotel Ziggy is having a moment because Delilah Bell, who I don't recognize that person. I don't know who that is. She's been changed.
Her current iteration is not of this world.
she is channeling. I saw those photos. So basically, Delilah Bell had released a single, which I guess we'll have to play right now.
Mm-hmm.
And she had her single release party at Hotel Ziggy of all places. And Harry was there. Of course, Rinna was there. Amelia was there. All of them looking so thin, even Harry. And I don't recognize Delilah. She has gotten something. I'm not going to try to. I don't want to talk about like someone's looks, but like it's weird.
I was shocked. I was a little taken aback.
And to have it at Hotel Ziggy, no less.
The more I fight Hotel Ziggy, the more prevalent it becomes. So I feel like I have to like accept Hotel Ziggy and maybe even champion it. And yeah. Say that I want more of it in order for it to finally go away. Because it's not going anywhere. If this party proves one thing, if this single proves one thing, it's that Hotel Ziggy's here to stay.
We might have to go.
Can you? I'm not going.
Okay, I'll play the single. Okay, it's called Nothing Lasts Forever. Okay.
I like that, honestly.
Better than I thought it'd be.
Yeah, my expectations were super low, and then it really exceeded them. And I like it has like a little bit of callback to other songs that I've heard before. It's a little bit giving like La La doing R&B singing, which always is like a little bit like for me, but she kind of pulls it off and I'm not mad at it.
It's giving Halsey. It's giving like that like Gen Z kind of staple.
Gen Z loves, like, whoever you are, sing some R&B.
Gen Z loves, like, a voice distortion where it goes like, "Mee!"
Mm-hmm.
And it's, her lyrics are kind of nihilistic.
I like that.
Fuck a god, I need a savior. Love that. Great line.
Honestly, same. And nothing does last forever, so that's true.
She's a poet.
She might be. I could hear that on the radio if I listened to the radio.
She'll be... Yeah. I mean, I'll go to a Delilah Bell concert.
She should open for Lana. Yeah.
For Lana?
Wow. We'd have to pay her more than we make.
I know.
We'd have to pay her like...
$100,000.
We can't afford her.
The company will go bankrupt.
No, I literally will like lose... I'll be homeless and living in front of Starbucks in a tent if we get Delilah Bell to open up for us. So maybe we put that on like the 2025 vision B, but like for now, she can open for Lana.
Lana's the only one
that can afford
her. Comes
out today. If you're listening, and you better go listen now.
Frunde.
I'm so excited.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to my jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul summertime without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic and comfy year after year.
Quince has it all, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
As you know, I've been on my fitness journey in 2024, so I'm getting into athleisure wear a lot. I have Quince long sleeve shirts, shorts, t-shirts. I wear it to the gym. I wear it out. I wear it to Whole Foods. I wear it to 7-Eleven to buy my Diet Cokes. I'm wearing it all over town.
And people are noticing.
People are fucking noticing.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/sexyunique for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/sexyunique to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/sexyunique.
A new quarter brings new goals, but what about your skincare goals? Small, easy changes in your routine can have amazing results, and your secret weapon should be Dime Beauty.
Dime Beauty is clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean, either. And when I say clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. I have been using Dime Beauty's TBT cream and their Dewy Daily Cream. TBT cream is a retinol alternative that I put on at night before I go to bed, and it's actually been making my skin look glowy and snatched, if I do say so myself.
I've noticed that, and I think our listeners have noticed too, because I've been picking up on a bunch of TikTok comments that have been like, "You're glowing recently." So hats off to Dime. No one has time to remember the order of a 10-step skincare routine. The Work System from Dime Beauty has everything you need in one powerful package. It includes a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers.
Plus, my favorite, Dime's TBT cream, is finally back in stock. Check that out while you're there.
Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. This year, love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com.
Another LA news. Oh, by the way, the Rinna really has a chokehold on like Sunset Strip hotel lounges.
Mm-hmm.
The Andaz Hotel Ziki.
The queen of the strip.
She is.
I'm here for Rinna's like fashion week takeovers. I want her on more red carpets. I want her front row at every show she serves, and I'm not mad at it, and I really miss her already on RHOBH.
Here's a pitch. Have Rinna host Fashion Police.
Oh my God. Yes.
Have her on the red
carpet.
Have
Rinna on the red carpet. Everyone would talk to her.
Yeah.
They should have Real Housewives on the red carpet.
Yes.
They should have Rinna and Erica.
Yeah.
And then two drag queens.
Yes.
Yeah.
That would, and they would be, they'd go there.
They would go there.
Ugh. Another idea.
I can keep him coming all day. What else is going on?
Speaking of Bravo, the reunion films for Vanderpump Rules season 10 is filming today and tomorrow.
Yeah. It's a 2-day affair.
There's photos of them entering the studio. So they have they're filming 2 days because Sheena and Raquel can't legally film in the same place. So they have to do one with Sheena and then one with Raquel. Which is so
incredible.
It's incredible, but I wish it would have been funnier to see Sheena like shouting at her from like across the room.
Well, they can't speak to each other at this moment. I thought like Raquel would just drop it, but I'm glad that producers like worked it out.
Yeah.
I like that they have, it's a good system of checks and balances, I think, for the producers of this show to have a little hurdle like this to have to like figure out and make it work. So
yeah,
they shouldn't just get everything. Not after, and that's like a little bit of karma, like after what they put us through for seasons 7, 8, and 9. Like, I'm sorry, but you don't just get to have Raquel fuck Sandoval and become a global sensation and then have a reunion go off without a hitch. Like, you're going to have to deal with this.
You're
and
so
that's
right.
On you. Yeah, like they just can't have it. They don't have my trust back fully yet, but I am like really happy.
Yeah, you're totally right. I think
you know what you did.
Yeah, and they Bravo released the seating chart for each day of filming, and Ariana,
what is the seating chart?
Hold on, I have it. I posted it on our Instagram. Okay, so Lisa is sitting to the right of Andy, and or I guess
why is she there?
Okay, no. Ariana's sitting to the right of Andy, then Katie, oh. Kennedy, Lala, and then on the other side, on the left side, LVP, Sandoval, Raquel, and Tom Schwartz. So Raquel's sandwiched between the two Toms.
Oh, I just got a throw-up chill.
And then the next day, I guess that would be today, because they're filming with Sheena today, because she was spotted entering. Sheena is sitting with the Toms on the far, on the last seat. So... yeah. And so Raquel was also, she is back in LA. She called TMZ and like told them to come see her. And she's sitting, it was like the dreariest fucking day the last 2 days in LA. And she's sitting on some strip mall in the valley, like outside a nail salon with her black hoodie on and her like fake big glasses. And
makeup free.
She looks like a druid. And this TMZ guy just walks up and he's like, "Hey, Raquel." And she's like, "Hi." And he's like, "How are you doing with everything?" She's like, "I'm good. I've been better, but you know, I'm getting through it." And then he's like, he calls Ariana Ari, because clearly these people, like, some of them don't know who the fuck these people are.
I think they all work together. Yeah. I think he's probably a guy that's on call to go wherever he's needed to cover whichever cast member is like dialing him up saying, "You can get money to sell this to somewhere."
And she goes, he goes, have you talked to Ariana? Like, have you apologized to her? And she's like,
"Yeah, well, I've made a phone call. We talked on the phone and I've sent her several apology text messages, which were not received very well."
And he's like, Oh, what did she? Can you tell me what was in those messages? And she goes,
I'd rather not repeat it.
And then she goes, he goes, you really went through it with Sheena, huh? Like, you guys are, she has a restraining, you have a restraining order on her now. And like, Sheena says you're lying. And she goes,
Sheena knows what happened that night. And she goes, now I have a permanent scar on my eyebrow. See?
And she takes her glasses off and it's like, where is it?
He goes, I do see. He goes, yo, yeah, I know. I see what you're talking about. I'm obsessed with the vibe of these cameramen. Like, yeah. I really wonder, do they have the vibe of someone who doesn't care, who couldn't care less. It's just like, you got to get, this is what happened. You got to get like someone to say something.
Totally.
But they have like zero skin in the game other than just like getting the shot. So like, when you see what's probably, I would just assume, like a straight dude show up to be like, so you've really been going through it, huh? Like, it's been hard, hasn't it? And like, it's just like, you don't care. This is so bizarre to me. Like, the whole, that economy.
No, they don't give a shit. I mean, they're like, they get enough info. They also, I think, are like trained to sort of like troll and prod and like use trigger words. So I think they're also like, they like intentionally call the people the wrong name, and like I've seen it. Like, I've watched a million paparazzi videos, and they'll like call people by the wrong name, or like they'll mix up people that they're fighting with and like shit like that. And so they're like trying to get a reaction all the time from these people.
Raquel though does come across kind of well. I was like, this woman should run for political office.
He goes, how did it start with Tom? Like, can you tell me, like, when was, like, what happened when it first started? Like, and she goes,
well, it started as a friendship and then progressed to something else. But we're not putting a label on anything right now.
So, like, they're together.
Yeah, I don't know. I think Raquel should dump him and then be single, wild, and free and cause chaos wherever she goes.
Raquel should marry, like, a royal.
Yeah. She should marry a senator. She should marry, like, someone really high up in, like, politics.
Yeah.
I've turned a corner where I, like, completely stan Raquel.
Really?
And, like, everything. Yeah, I'm, like, here for it. And that doesn't mean I agree with her life decisions, but I'm just like, wow, this woman single-handedly resuscitated a dying brand. Like, it's like, if you were driving cross country and came across an armadillo carcass that was rotting in the sun in the middle of the highway and had been dead for days, that was the state of Vanderpump Rules. And then imagine like blowing that carcass a kiss and it just popping up to life and like scuttling and turning into a little ball and rolling into the desert. That's like what Raquel did.
She did. And I think, I mean, we'll talk about it. Let's get into it.
That's magical. No?
No. I'm Carrie.
I'm Lara.
And you're listening to Sexy Unique Podcast. Pump Heads! Ain't nobody got me feeling like I'm feeling you. Like I'm feeling you. Like I'm feeling you. Oh, by the way, Lindsay Lohan is being charged with like a crypto crime along with Logan Paul and other celebrities.
Honestly, good. There should be way more celebrities being charged with crypto crimes.
Tom Brady, Giselle.
Giselle.
Just saying. So we come up on guys' night at the Mondrian.
Poor James.
He's not happy. He just wanted guys' night. I just wanted to get bukkakied.
Guys' night means nothing. Great.
The girls James are here. Like, I didn't come here.
He leaves guys' night and goes to the bathroom, and Sandoval follows him. And Sandoval goes, I didn't know this was even happening. Yeah. And I was like, that's a lie. You, like, I'm sure you were texting with Raquel, like, merely minutes ago.
And Sandoval's James, energy.
His energy is scary to me.
His
energy.
He's
a man with secrets.
He's a man. He has manic energy. It's the energy of someone that's lying.
Yeah. And he is like, it's like controlled. He's bottling in something. He's just bottling it. He's holding in a lot. And I don't like it one bit.
He's in a place of I dream of Jeannie. Yeah.
James goes, I thought we was popping bottles like we always do here at the Mondrian. Like, what? I just wanted to pop bottles like on the rooftop by the pool, mate. Boys' night.
I thought we were going to get a room like we do every summer, babe. Popping bottles, champagne. What's going on?
What's going on?
And Sandoval's like, dude, it's all good. Like, I didn't know they were coming, man.
It's good. Let's just go back out there, man. And then Sandoval sits down across from Raquel, and the way he's like, Raquel, just tell me, like, what happened? And she goes, well, I was living, laughing, loving my single life, being flirty and fabulous. And I was like, she's flirting with him right now, and he loves it. I got that vibe from them. I was like picking up on the lightning bolts between them.
My mom said the way he looked, he lit. My mom goes, he lit up when she walked in.
Wait, I'm like dying to get Dorothy on the phone.
She feels...
Dorothy's VPR takes.
She thinks it's his fault more than Raquel's.
Well, obviously.
Yeah. She's in a
That's
place
That's what
of...
I'm saying. Raquel is a snake for like fucking her friend's man for months. That's like undeniable. But like Sandoval is the one who really is like the most fucked up for it.
My mom said, she goes, he's a little long in the tooth to be behaving like this.
I was thinking the same thing.
I was like, damn, Mom.
He and Schwartz both. Like,
grow
Schwartz
up.
Getting jazzed up, being like, what happened? Like, what'd you say? And her being like, I told Lala that, like, thank God she doesn't have a man and she's a mistress. And then Schwartz was, like, getting jazzed and, like, laughing. He was like, it felt good, right? It felt, like, good to say that. I was like, these men are embarrassing. Like, they... When men... want to hang out with like women who are a lot younger and get like excited about their like drama and like how they like poked fun at like their ex-wife. I'm like, why as a man are you doing that?
How old is Schwartz? Like 41?
Too old to be like doing this.
You're almost 50.
You're literally middle-aged and you're like cackling at Raquel telling Lala she's a mistress. Like, get a grip. You have a job.
Also, insane that they're, like, all live, laugh, lolling about this when Sandoval and Raquel are fucking right now. Like, it's unhinged.
It's so sick.
It's really
and
sick.
And I'm, like, and I'm truly, like, Schwartz and Sandoval are two sick puppies.
They are.
They need to be. I hope they are taken to task. I hope Katie lights Schwartz on fire. At the reunion.
Someone else messaged me this morning and goes, I too am afraid of her saying, I'm going to light people on fire.
I watched the mid-season trailer again because I couldn't get enough and just cackled at how wrong the producers are for giving her that Grinch edit.
What Grinch edit?
Oh, and they turned her green. Like, this woman, honestly, like, she cannot catch a break. She can... She does, I think, at this point, she does a lot of things right at this point, but she will always do a lot of things wrong. But to capitalize on it as a producer and be like, you know what? Make her green. Make it green and red and give her that Grinch vibe. You're wrong for that.
Also, her beret.
We'll get there. Bonjour. Oh, no. No, I mean, her outfit.
Je suis.
I really thought that she was getting her shit together because that pink sparkly one shoulder thing is like very flattering. And I'm like, wow, she looks like hot and well put together in this, but still has that like Katie Maloney vibe. And I was like, okay, like she's really understanding things. But then not only does she serve some like weird limited to like camo sequined. I was like, Katie, no.
Let's get to that because it's so good.
Okay. James goes, he goes, sitting there texting Allie while everyone's talking. And he goes, Raquel just showed up with Charlie. And Allie goes, so leave. And he goes, can't do this, bro. I can't be here, bro.
he Irish exits.
And Schwartz goes, oh, man, no, why? Come on. He goes, it's boys' night, bro. Boys' night. And then he leaves, and I was like, James is spiritual. He does pick up on, like, spiritual energy.
He's so hot.
He is hot.
I can't.
And he's hot when he takes a stand. I love him being like, she's toxic, she's crazy, she's bad energy. I'm not having that in my life, bro. It's boys' night. Gotta go. Poor James.
You make him sound like he's from the north of England. Yorkshire.
I shuddered upon seeing the establishing shot of Katie's Lake Havasu rental.
No, it's so dark.
There's nothing in this world darker
than Lake Havasu.
Katie's Lake Havasu rental. Than Lake Havasu, period.
Everyone in this cast has Havana syndrome.
It's reminding me, it's reminding me of the Housewives of Salt Lake City trip that was also in Arizona, where they also stayed in that cursed rental.
With the, like, dirty shades.
Who has told these women, who is spreading the rumor that, like, Lake Havasu is the place to go to for, like, a fun, sexy time?
Some gay.
So then we get Katie's...
a desert gay.
Yeah, some desert gay is poisoned the well.
Some desert lesbian.
I really don't understand.
Lala is like, that was so fun. I was like, really? Was it? Look really
you had so much fun.
Lame.
Going to BJ's.
She goes, this is like what I wanted. This is what we wanted this trip to be. Like a real girls' night. Like this is a vacation. I was like, oh man.
I'm stressed. I'm like, you two are stone cold sober. Katie is shit faced. She's slurring.
Katie was sloppier than Raquel was. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that is what I'm talking about.
She was like, yeah. So Lala's bringing out the hot guy that she met at the bar who's from LA. She's bringing him back to dick her down.
Mm-hmm.
Katie's like, what? What is he going to do? Like, she has that kind of baby voice she does.
Ugh. She goes, I'm excited for you. She's like, I'm so sorry for you. She goes, ooh la la. I'm sorry for you.
Yeah, so you need to have.
Oh, you have to get it. And I was like, Maloned.
Single sec.
Single sec the goo. I was like, get out of here. Christina Kelly's just like thin and hungry in the corner, scowling.
Is she pregnant at this time?
Yeah, I think that's why she's sobs. But she also, it's like, I just wouldn't think like we're gonna have an explosive girls weekend where we just go like fucking nuts. Who's first on the guest list? Christina Kelly? No, that doesn't happen. Also, this is when we got that interview look.
Oh. Yeah.
Why? Just when I thought we had turned a corner.
Just when I thought Les Divorce era was upon us. Les Divorce.
I was literally
gagging. But not in
kitchen
a good way.
Island. It was Kitchen Island.
No! So the guy comes over and he and Lala like kind of foreplay on the couch in front of everyone. And he's cute. He has a lot of face tattoos. And he's basically like, I'm going to get you wet. Like they're just talking about like, basically like, she's talking about how her pussy is dripping. Because she's ready.
I was like, ooh. I don't want to see my friend do that.
I know.
In front of me.
It's a little exhibition. I'd be like, if my friend was talking about like their hole in front of me, like I'd be like, oh, I'm going to bed.
If we were having a girls' weekend and then you were like, I'm going to have a guy come over, and then you guys got in a couch corner and were like saying that shit to each other, I'd be like, I'm going to go.
And you'd be like, we have to talk about boundaries.
But I know that vibe also when you are the Lala and you do get in a weird headspace where you think that other people actually enjoy and want to hear you talking like that.
Yeah.
Like you think it's funny, but I'm here to say.
It's not.
It's not.
But I'm happy for her that she got plowed.
Me too. That neon sign in this house that says Casa Havasu almost ripped an eyeball out.
What does that mean? I'm sorry, the trip is lacking, Charlie.
It's lacking any actual sense of fun.
Lala said sex with Randall was never good. She doesn't say his name, she says my ex, so we know who she's talking about.
She said that she hadn't had an orgasm that was real that she hadn't faked since 2016. Damn. 8 years. 6 years. 6 years.
Seven. The next morning, she's like, God, my bed was soaked this morning when I woke up. I was like, oh my God. Damn.
She strolls into Katie and Christina's room and plops down. She goes, I couldn't even sleep. The bed was so wet. I was like,
God.
Whoa. I was like, I have been there with like crazy sex. Like,
yeah, of course.
Fucking like squirt sex. But I was like, Lala's squirt references. She's squirting all over the place.
She's
good for her. She needed this.
The house with the dripping walls.
She literally later when they go to Sandoval's party, she's like, I want to ask, does she just call him Dong?
The Dong.
That's kind of crazy, but whatevs. But she goes, I'm going to invite Dong over later. And they're like, she's like, but I can't like do it in my room. And they go, what about the guest room? She goes, I'll spray all over that room. It can't happen. And I was like, oh my God.
Goodness. The next day, Allie and James go to get a tarot card reading somewhere in WeHo by a guy named Leo. And Allie is an aspiring astrologer, which I'm like, you know what? Good for her. She has her life. She has a goal.
Mm-hmm. And I've checked out her website and her readings, I think are very affordable. I want to say they're like $40 when I looked, but that was like weeks ago, so she could have upped the price. I'll bet she's booked solid now.
Should we get one?
I want to get one. Leo calls himself an oracle card healer.
I love believe that. It.
Mm-hmm.
James can't stop PDAing. Which, like,
He's obsessed.
In general, I'm like, when people are just constant, it's like, okay. But I didn't mind.
Yeah. Leo, as he's setting the cards out, he goes, Spirit, move me. Where would you have me go? Here's the situation, the challenge, and the best course of action. Thank you. I was like, thank you.
He refers to them as twin flames. And Allie goes,
twin flames is a phrase that was coined by Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly. So it's like just kind of in the zeitgeist right now.
I was like, she didn't say zeitgeist, but I was just like, okay.
I love that.
That's who her, like, that's her.
To be fair, she said they said it. So it's in like pop culture right now. So she didn't necessarily say they coined it, but that was like the reference. I'm going to give Allie more credit than that. But I'm going to give actually us the most credit for bringing any sort of twin flame discourse to the Vanderpump Rules table. And Right. Shout out the Road to Sur episode that we did in 2018 called Twin Flames, Lala and James. And I think you'll listen and find that we're the actual oracle card healers.
We were on
group.
It.
Honestly, never not been. Allie goes, she goes, I'm not an expert on guys' night, but I really think it means no girlfriends and no exes. And I was like, I love having to clarify that you're not an expert on guys' night.
She's not wrong. James keeps petting. He likes to pet her, which is a little weird.
He's very physical.
He's very.
I don't think that they belong together.
No.
But I want Allie to stick around. I, like, need more of Allie on the show.
She needs to have an affair with someone's boyfriend.
I know. I was like, who can she fuck?
Yeah, everyone's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Lisa arrives at Pump, and she sees her manager. Memo. Memo. There you are, Memo. How are you, darling? He's cute.
He is cute. I have a question about Pump, which is... did all those, like, hundred-year-old cypress trees or whatever the fuck they were, did they die?
I don't know. I did.
It looked like they were just, like, stumps, like, or just, like, trunks, but there were no leaves.
Yeah, I don't know. I have to investigate. The last time I walked by, it was, like, closed on a Monday night.
Is Pump closed now?
I think it still might be because of that thing.
What's the truth about Pump Restaurant? I feel like there's a lot of misinformation.
What do you mean?
It says it opens at 5 p.m. today.
The truth is that I've been there way too much in my life.
Yeah, I haven't been in so long, so...
We went for my birthday.
Yeah.
When I first moved here. Remember?
Was that Pump or Sir? We did both. That was Pump. Yeah, we did both.
With Ryan and Carrie.
Yep.
And then I got the flaming thing and everyone, and I was like, I'm in LA. You and Ryan were like my only friends.
Oh, wow. Okay, I'm Googling Pump. Due to heavy rains, we are forced to close this weekend, reads a sign posted in the window of Pump Lounge Restaurant in West Hollywood.
Well, if any restaurant's not going to withstand climate change disaster, it's Pump.
No, it's Lisa Vanderpump's styrofoam restaurant empire.
Also, I love her later being like, just open it. Just, you don't have to be perfect. Just open it. Like, I love that mentality. Like, just open it, even if it's shitty.
Well, I actually thought that was good advice.
No, I know, and then
I completely turned a corner on Lisa as a businesswoman. I was like, this woman's a fucking genius.
No, it's...
And I respect everything that she says, and I, like, need her to mentor me.
It's smart. It's just fun. The way she's saying it is funny, because it just... It's like, well, that's for damn sure with your restaurant.
Yeah, you'll do whatever. She goes, have you decided what you want to do about TomTom investing?
Well, first Sandoval goes, he goes, I have a beer and a frisé, man. He's like, yeah, you're drinking your guilt away right now.
Yeah, I was like, you're double fisting insane, but go for it. This is a business lunch. Anyways.
Are you on track to open on the 26th?
They say they aren't going to pull the money out, which I think is a pretty smart decision on their part.
Yeah.
But they still need 50K to, like, open the doors. And they're not on track to open. Mm-hmm. And Schwartz goes, oh, he goes, our chef is incredibly talented. And I was like, that is not true. That's categorically untrue.
You can testify.
I will tell you, this is not a talented chef. I'm not trying to, like, be mean. I'm being, like, truly just empirical about the situation. Any chef that's going to put a salmon and tofu tikka masala on a menu is not a talent.
Listen, you support local business, but not salmon tikka masala.
I want it to be good. Yeah. I have to eat there so much due to the nature of my job. So I want these restaurants to be good because I know I'm going to have to eat there and spend money there. So that's why I root for them.
I just thought of the woman throwing up and shitting again.
I really would she's love never to not know on my more mind. About her. Yeah, no, she's always just a breath away. Wait, I also loved Lisa going, I am drugs open on the 26th. And them going, no. And Sandoval goes, no, because we have to go to Sheena's wedding. I was like, imagine, like, racking up, like, $1,000 a day on your unopened business. And part of your excuse for, like, not moving your business forward is that you have to go to Sheena's wedding.
I gotta go to... Also, Sandoval's so... He's so, like, rageful in this meeting. I'm like, calm down. This woman helped you.
He's like, no, we gotta go to the fucking wedding.
He's opening on the 31st, and that's that.
And Lisa goes,
I was like,
Lisa's on, feels like she's on something.
Is Lisa also having, like, a filter put on her in these scenes? Because her face looks filtered differently than everyone else's face on the show.
I will say, she looked the best she's ever looked on Watch What Happens Live recently.
I mean, she's stunning, but, like, I feel like there's, like, a smudge, like, in post-production, they're smudging her face.
Maybe she went to Turkey and her face was settling.
Just put a little Vaseline on the lens when you frame. I need some Ingrid Bergman-esque soft lighting, darling. She says, why don't you tweet it? Make it set in stone. Tweet it.
Schwartz goes, oh, yeah, I'll post right now. And then Tom goes, yeah, man, and I'll repost it. I was like, you guys are fucking dumb.
You guys...
Everyone keeps calling Raquel dumb, and I'm like, no. The Tom Schwartz and Tom Sandoval are stupid idiots.
True...
Dumb-dumbs.
Dumbness is these two, and that's honestly, I don't want to be this person, but this is the state of the world, and this is what it's like to live in the world. It's like men can be so dumb, you can't even understand like how they manage, how they're alive every day is a miracle, and yet they get like opportunities, and the people want to invest. People see two guys like that, and they say, you know what, I would love to put money behind you and it's support so your business. And it's, you will just sit by and be absolutely shocked that they are able to become successful.
It's unreal.
It's unreal. But you know what is a comfort?
What?
And a source of happiness for me personally?
Sheena Shea.
Is that Sheena is, in fact,
a genius.
Living in Marina Del Rey, after all.
Her new apartment.
Her new apartment with Brock and Summer Moon is located in the marina. And she's going over a checklist.
She goes, did we hit all of our daily marks yesterday?
He's like, yeah, I brushed my teeth, mate.
She says, we didn't do our daily check-in. I was like hardcore relating to Sheena's daily tasks, because last year I too had a list of daily tasks that I would give myself like a little star sticker next to if I did them. And I just want to say, this is how successful people operate.
Yeah.
And Sheena's killing it.
Their
She's
wedding
the queen
looms.
Of success.
One of her friends, one of her bridesmaids can't book a room at the hotel. So she's like throwing a fit.
Yeah. I love also part of their daily tasks include a 1 minute kiss. You and Simon should do that.
I know.
That's really sweet. I was like, that is spicy and fun. And like the chances, like if you haven't, like if you're in a situation like you have a new baby or something, or you're just like losing the spark a bit and you haven't fucked in a long time. If you make yourselves kiss for 1 minute every day, you're going to get horny at least one of those days in a month. And it, like, there's a chance, you know what I mean? And a 1 minute kiss is hot.
And you never know when it's going to come.
Yeah. Yeah. So Sheena's bridesmaid can't book a room at the resort because it's sold out.
It's
and now Sheena's freaking out. And then she is like, how are we going to get Katie Maloney to get the fuck out of this resort and give up her room? And Sheena says, maybe I'll call TSA and get her on the no-fly list. And I was like, that is like an iconic threat.
She would.
She would, and she should. She should just show her a clip, like a master cut.
Yeah.
Someone should edit together a cut of Katie all the time she's threatening to light people on fire. And then also include like Katie walking onto the plane and going, trade me to Schwartz. And I think that Katie could become like a Homeland Security person of interest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sheena's like, I love this flex too. She goes, I will give her money back right now. I was like, these people are wealthy.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Katie.
They are money. They are now moneyed, but they are by no means wealthy.
Yeah. Katie and Ariana are continuing their plan to shatter the glass ceiling of sandwich shoppies all over the world. And they have their business guru manager, Sabina, come over to kind of help them plot out their pitch for something about her.
Before Sabina arrives, Tom and Ariana's cat, Kitty, is like convulsing and throwing up a hairball. And I was like, this cat knows the secrets of the universe and cannot contain the horrors it has borne witness to like 48. I was like, this cat knows the darkness that lies beyond the walls and is having a physical reaction to Sandoval and Raquel's explosive affair.
Oh my God.
This animal has channeled that energy into a series of three hairballs.
Remember that Black Mirror episode with Andrea Riseborough where they use the guinea pig? They like project with the guinea pig saw to solve a murder?
Mm-hmm. They should do that. If only that technology were available to us.
Scary.
Kitty could project Raquel also, just slobbing on Sandoval's knob.
I was so traumatized for Ariana that she... from last week when she lost her dog, that when the cat was, I was like, she must be like every on edge with like every cough.
Cats are always throwing up.
They're gross.
I love Katie going, well, the sandwich shop space is very male dominated. I was like, is it? I feel like a sandwich shop is innately feminine.
Yeah, they start naming all the sandwich shops, and I was like, I didn't know there were more than just like Jersey Mike's or whatever.
Jersey Mike's, Jimmy John's, Uncle Polly's, but those are, to me, those are like Italian sandwich shops, which feel like there are more Italian men sandwich shops. But something about her, is that like an Italian sandwich shop? Is that a deli? They're pitching it as a sandwich shop with also like booze. Incredible mixed drinks.
At one point, Sabina goes, wow, I just got the chills. I was like, okay, guys.
She goes, sorry. Why should people invest in you? And Katie goes, a sandwich shop owned by two hot women that serves great drinks. And Sabina goes, wow, I have chills. I mean, they do have more experience and seem to be more on top of this sandwich shop.
Than the boys.
Yeah, for sure. I think it's like...
But that's not really hard to do.
Yeah. I mean, I'm also just like, why do you want to do this so badly? Why, Ariana, in particular, do you want to do this so badly?
Well, Ariana's got a lot going on. She just booked a role in a Lifetime movie with Megan Good.
I know.
She's slaying.
That's the thing is, I'm like, I could see her going that route. I guess it's good to have like a sandwich shop as a backup.
Why not?
It can't hurt. But I mean, I'm gearing up for like Katie Maloney's Bar and Grill next, please.
I would love like a macaroni grill conceived by Katie Maloney.
I want her to make like the next Chili's. Ugh. Like I want her to create the next like chain restaurant sensation that people
wow.
are like ironically obsessed with, but also actually obsessed with.
I fucking
and
love
I think
Chili's.
That she could do it. I love Chili's.
Is there a
I haven't
Chili's
had
in
a
LA?
Good. There is an Encino. I've been there. I haven't had a good Chili's meal, though. I have to say, as a Chili's head, it's gone incredibly downhill, and it makes me sad because there's no reason that it should have. They have really delicious nachos. Their chicken tenders are unreal. I love their Southwestern egg rolls. But the last time I went to Chili's, I was uninspired, unimpressed, and I haven't thought of it since, but I'll always miss it. Mm. And consider this my clarion call to one Katie Maloney. There's a gap in the marketplace now, and we need the next Chili's. And I think she, as a Southwestern Utah native, could provide that experience and vibe.
Katie should buy the franchise.
And reboot it.
And just reboot it. And
I
then,
think it's
and,
past. And I then think it's past that. Chili's has robot waiters right now. Know, like that's... they're on a new plane.
They're
like,
in the death rattle of Chili's is upon us.
I need Katie to do like a Southwestern, maybe even like kind of like a Tex-Mex vibe. Like I want a chips and queso joint.
Yes.
With like Tex-Mex queso that's like liquidy.
Just chips, just queso.
Southwestern egg rolls, chicken tent, Katie Maloney's Bar and Grill. Just call it Maloney's.
Maloney's
is a good... Maloney's is just a good chain name.
Yeah. It's like Bennigan's.
Yeah.
I love Bennigan's.
Oh, Bennigan's was a hot post-church spot.
Really?
All those... Oh, yeah. Where I went to church was right next to this place in Oklahoma City, Memorial Road, that had Olive Garden, Red Lobster.
Wow. All the spots.
A Barnes & Noble, which was the first time I ever had experienced like a coffee bar and like a Frappuccino kind of iced coffee-ish like slushy vibe. So I thought that was incredibly relevant and cultural. And then there was a Bennigan's just down the street. And now it's like literally chain central. Like every chain restaurant is on that stretch. And so it used to just be after church. It's like, are we going to go to Olive Garden? Are we going to go to Red Lobster? Are we going to go to Bennigan's? Or are we going to go to the country club?
Seafood after a church. A rousing service.
That Red Lobster was also, sadly, another chain that's gone way downhill.
It used to be so good.
But it popped the fuck off. Those cheddar biscuits and their shrimp scampi was truly... That was a dish that made me a foodie.
Yeah.
Like... It changed everything.
Same.
So, Katie Maloney.
It's your time.
I hope you're listening.
back at Sir. Ugh. See you next Tuesday at Sir. Charlie's polishing silverware, and you just see her going, will anyone even know if I polish these? And I was like,
no,
how true. What a good question. She's asking the real questions. She's like, in this shithole, will anyone know if these are nice or not?
I mean, I think, like, as long as you don't have, like, an old dried piece of rice stuck between the tings of your fork, you're, like, grateful that Sir. Raquel sees James walk by, and she goes, this is her post-fuck Sandoval drunk with power. Mm-hmm. She goes, James, come here.
He's like, what is it, doll?
What? I can't really talk to you. I'm not supposed to be seen with you. And she's like, I mean, I don't know if you're going to the pool party at Sandoval's this weekend. And he was like, I haven't heard of any pool party. Like, what are you talking about? She goes, well, you're invited. Sandoval told me. And I was like,
you
have gotten fucked. You squirted, probably. And now you're ready to rage and wage war on all your enemies, and you feel empowered to be like pulling them aside and just like asking them questions.
She's ready to play Lady of the House.
Mm-hmm.
She's playing hostess at like she's in that, like, she has cum brain, and she's just like, you can come, of course.
No, Tom Sandoval told me you're invited. I was like, yeah, when he was muff diving on you the night before.
That would be something he would say during sex.
That is. I bet.
James is totally invited to my pool party this weekend.
You gonna come to my pool party tonight? I'm actually kind of getting horny thinking of them having sex. He's like, I can see him being like, you should just, like, put James at ease. Like, it's not a big deal. Like, you don't want him anymore. You won't, like, blah, blah, blah. And, like, telling her what to say to, like, stand up to Lala. Like, you just know that he, like, emboldened her.
She's sitting, James, like, she's standing tall. Like, she's standing, like, she's ready for a shift.
She's standing tall in her power as a waitress at Sir. I love James going, have a good night. Hope you make lots of tips. It was like, he will always have the last word.
I love it when he's a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Ariana and Katie meet LVP. Jordy.
Yeah, they go to Tom Tom, and Lisa swans in to meet them.
Hello.
They go, wow. And she goes, oh, not wow. Come on, please. I've been wearing this gown since 8 a.m. I was like,
amazing.
A true businesswoman. I have to say, Katie's plan to go to this resort with Christina Kelly is incredibly rude and classically Katie.
I know.
I'm obsessed with it, but I'm also like, you're a bitch for that.
Yeah. Lisa's like, you know, oh boy, maybe don't do that.
She would flip out if someone did that at her train track wedding.
There's no respect.
Again, taking your anger out on the wrong person. Leave Sheena out of it.
Truly.
Give Sheena a break. Let her be happy for once.
Sheena has been like the Hester Prynne since the get-go.
Yeah. And I'm sick of her being relegated to this like kind of friend of position.
No, she's
the
center.
It's not right. And it's completely fucked up. And I won't stand for it.
Raquel's apartment building looks like a parking garage.
I'm terrified of it. It probably was a parking garage. And then over COVID, some company bought it and turned it into apartments.
It's like brutalist architecture, I'm afraid.
Everything looks so hot in the valley, too.
Yeah, it's like 10 degrees hotter when it's
summertime. I know, but it just like, it's really, the heat is striking.
She's getting ready. She's ready to be hostess with the mostess at her clandestine lover's abode.
Yeah, she's like picking out bikinis with Shishu. When they show up to Sandoval's, just Raquel strutting in with like a little tiny skirt and like a full bikini. I was like, this woman is feeling herself. She also looks incredible. She looks like she just got dicked down secretly.
Yeah. Joey, Brock brings a guy named Joey who's so hot. And everyone says that he looks like Schwartz. So I was like, in Schwartz's dreams.
Yeah. I love Sheena cornering Raquel at one point, and she goes, my forehead's starting to move. I was like, Sheena.
She's like, do I need more Botox?
Sheena's Botox horrors.
Katie walks in with Christina, and she's wearing a beret, and she goes, it's Katie in Paris, my new favorite show. I was like,
Ariana said that. I was like, you're being nice.
Ariana's so nice.
I'm like, you're really nice, because if I walked into a party of my friends and I was wearing a beret and espadrilles, the way I would get clowned on.
I would tell you, I would say this is interesting. I'd be like worried. I'd tell you I'm worried.
You'd be Ariana supportive. You'd be like, I love it.
I'd probably do that and then later be like, I didn't love it.
Then later I'd be like, I looked really dumb, didn't I? And you'd be like, silent. And I'd be like, you thought that the entire time and you said nothing. And you'd be like, sorry.
Just how I roll.
I know.
Supportive King. Yes.
Katie walks up to Schwartz, who immediately is like, smells like, wow, pickles. He tells her she smells like pickles. And that alcoholic bartender that they hired to work at Tom Tom
laughs.
He also is like, yeah, you do smell like pickles. I was like, these men cannot empower these women if someone like paid them to.
Tom goes, hi, Bubba. Katie, all truly I learned in this episode is Katie, all she wants is Tom's approval. And she thinks by maybe divorcing him that she'll get it. She never will.
No.
He's a complete lost cause. You need to move on. Like, that is beyond. That's when I realized, I was like, wow, she is so desperate for his, like, affection in some way that she would divorce, give up her marriage for this man to, like, tell her that she's great at some as friends. And he won't even do that because has no light in him.
He has no regard for her, and he does not respect her. He never has. Why would he start now?
I can't imagine telling anyone they smell like pickles.
I can imagine telling someone that I really don't like if they walked up to me at a party and being like, oh, it smells pickly. Like, that's something you say to someone you don't enjoy. Someone that you're trying to hurt.
Totally.
Especially if they're, like, in a beret. You know that she, like, really felt herself in that outfit. Like, she got ready for this party and was like, I'm killing it today. I'm going to put this beret on and, like, tie up my little shoes. Katie, like, put that on and walked out the door feeling confident and ready to take on the world.
Anyone wearing a beret is vulnerable, and you have to acknowledge that. They're in a fragile state. And honestly, I blame Christina Kelly.
Yeah, she's up to no good. She let this happen. She like, could have said at any point in the Uber over, take that fucking beret off. You look like an idiot. Or said it nice, just being like, let me see that, and then just put it in her purse. And that would have saved Katie from so much added humiliation on to just being told she smells like pickles upon entry.
Yeah. I wouldn't let someone, I would, if they walked in and I saw them, and I would be try to be supportive, but like, if I got dressed with them or like came with them, I'd probably be like, I don't know.
Yeah. Like if we were getting ready together and I put the beret on and I said like, what do you think about, like, should I, do you like it? No, you'd be like, I don't think so.
Christina Kelly was like, yeah, you look amazing.
So cute.
The guys are going to love it.
You should totally wear that.
Schwartz is going to be there. You should wear the beret. And Katie's like, yeah.
She's also always like, I caught earlier in the episode, she was like, you texted him a picture, right? Did he write you back? Like, I think Christina Kelly is like secretly rooting for Katie's downfall.
She is.
Because like, why would you say anything? I think that she's like maybe the most evil person on this whole show.
I agree with you.
Lala goes, I have to be honest, I cannot forgive. She gets Sheena aside and she goes, I don't think I'll ever be able to forgive Raquel for what she said.
And Sheena's like, no, totally, I get it. Like, I think calling someone the mistress of the homewrecker, like, believe me, I know it.
And then we cut to her with Brandy in episode 101 of Vanderpump Rules. Sheena's eyeliner was out of control.
Sheena's glam.
Her glow
in
up.
In early seasons is incredible. Sheena's always served looks.
I forgot Brandy goes, I mean, look at where we are right now. Like, look at where your life is taking you.
Because you're here, and I'm in such a better place. So it's all fine. And I was like, true. But look now.
Now the roles have changed.
I love, Sheena goes, well, Raquel's like evolving. So like, I don't know. Like, she's like changing. And Lala goes, that is a PC answer, and I respect it, but I'm going to decline that. And I was like, that's what I'm going to say everyone that I disagree with from now on.
Tom and Raquel keep, like, finding each other at the party. Like, you can tell that Tom is, like, really trying to, they're getting pulled together.
That little, like, side thing where the gay guy's like, your spray tan's rubbing off on me, and they're, like, dancing in a corner. I was like, oh, my God. They have fucked at this moment, and they're here. And even when Raquel walked in and Ariana was like, God, what is it like to be, like, the hottest person in the universe? I was just like, oh, my God.
If she's got some balls, because I would barf. I mean, who knows? Maybe she is barfing of stress, but, like, I would be dissociating if I was keeping that in the house of the person. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think that, like, she probably, maybe she thought they did have an open relationship and, like, it was over on the way out. I don't know how she, like, she seems to have really compartmentalized and is not bothered or pressed by the situation.
I don't really buy the open thing. I think, like, just, I don't know. I don't really buy it.
Like, as a...
No, I just don't think... There's a difference between being open. It's one thing to be open, but it's another thing to, like, having an emotional... Like, unless you're, like, polyamorous, which I don't think Ariana... She said she wasn't. So, like...
I mean, she said that they weren't having an open relationship.
Yeah,
but
I believe...
But I think that secretly maybe they were, but they just didn't want to talk about it on the show.
But it's one... But to have, like, an emotional clandestine thing, that's, like, that's taking it to another level.
Yeah, that's not an open relationship.
You're having an affair.
Also, like, I don't think an open relationship means you, like, fuck someone secretly.
No.
That is your girlfriend's good friend.
No, it's, like, fucking
for
kind
months.
Of randoms or, like, people that are, like, chill.
Yeah.
Anyway. I was dark.
Sheena the queen didn't invite Allie to her wedding. And James is like, how long will Allie need to be away from me? Because I just want to let her know she's, like, never traveled before with a boyfriend. So, and Sheena's like, from about 6 to 11. And then I guess she's allowed to come to, like, an after party or something, but, like, not the wedding. Whatever. Interesting move.
Queen shit.
Sheena goes, let's just fucking party. Have fun.
Raquel is doing, like, a runway. Like, she's literally... Never felt
she's on top of the world.
She's ecstatic. The gay is just like, yes, yes, queen, work, work, work. And she's just like on the side of her lover's pool while his partner is like watching you being like, wow, she's so beautiful right now. It's crazy. Oh, I read something that the cast was apparently the girlies on the cast were like theorizing that it was happening since like the fall. Because they were all at the Abbey, apparently. This is what I read. And Allie spotted them dancing together and, like, canoodling. And she said it didn't look right to her. And so they were all sort of stewing over it.
Except for Ariana?
I don't think she knew. But I think some of the girls were, like, talking about it. And Allie was the whistleblower.
Fucking Allie. I love...
At the Abbey.
I would be really... irritated. I mean, I don't know how close Allie and Ariana are, but if like everyone on the cast of a show that I was on like this had a thought or a hunch about that and they'd never told me, I'd be like, what the fuck?
Yeah, who knows? I mean, that was just like I feel like that was like a TMZ thing I read or something, but I saw that and I was like, oof. It's so like gross. It's so bold. Be discreet. What happened to discretion?
I just like, what was Sandoval thinking? He's going to give the performance of a lifetime because, you know, he like cries.
Oh, yeah.
And like.
Yeah, he's ready. Ugh. Sheena pulls Raquel aside and she goes, so Lala said you're weak. She literally just called you weak.
Raquel goes, I think Lala is pathetic. And Sheena's like, you should go tell her that right now. Ugh. Go. She called you weak. Get over there. And I was like, thank God for Sheena, executive producing.
Lala and her bangs are in the kitchen. I liked her hair looked good.
Lala looks never looked better. I'm happy that she's squirting left and right. And she and Raquel go head to head. And I was like, Raquel's out of her element. Like, you can't. Raquel needs more than just like a coaching session with Sheena if she thinks she's gonna come at Lala and like take her down.
Sheena, maybe their fight was her, like, she was like a boxing coach. She was prepping her.
Mm-hmm.
Ariana like stands up for Raquel when the girls start going in on her. I was like, oh, it's just making it worse.
Well, because she's like, did you really like her galaxy? Like, she said you were making fun of her galaxy light. And like, and Katie was like, no, she really misunderstood. We loved it. And then it cuts back and it was like, clearly they were being like so rude about it. And Christina Kelly being like, she had a light on in her room.
And Lala was like, oh my God, is she going to kill us? I've seen that before, like in like high school or middle school when somebody like, oh my God, they're so weird. I'm like afraid of them. Like some popular kid or like girl or something.
Mm-hmm.
That's like, that's a move.
Oh, totally. Sandoval's also backing Raquel up. And you can tell, you just know that he like coached her and has like feelings for her.
His veins are popping out. And yeah. At one point, Ariana goes, I'm walking away because this, I'm not watching Tom versus the girls again. And I was like, Raquel, I feel like must have, like, if I saw that, I would have been like, whoa. Okay.
No, but because she's like around, like she's like younger and around and they're so like established in their relationship. You just wouldn't think like.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Now I'm like, never trust a man.
They went to watch her in her pageant.
I know. Raquel is hot though. When she is just like pouting to James and she's in a full bikini indoors, I was like, that's power. He's like, why are you bringing me into this? I keep hearing my name. Keep my name out of it. Ali's going to be so mad. Just don't even say my name. I did nothing.
She's like, you had sex with Lala while we were together. And he's like, yes, yes, I know. I regret my behavior. I'm sorry about it.
Sorry. Just don't even say my name anymore. James, James, James. Stop saying James. I need you to stop. Lala goes, we're over it. We're past that. We're done.
And Sandoval goes, maybe she's not done with it. And I was like, you are rich. You are fucking rich for doing this.
Sandoval digging his own grave. Then
Katie and Sheena
strolls in. She's like fresh off the heels of Raquel telling Lala she's like a mistress bimbo. Sheena's like, well, it's my turn. And she goes and she goes, Katie, she goes, I don't want your energy at my wedding. I don't want you like looking over the balcony, like talking about me. So like, I will Venmo you. Like, I know it's not about money. I'll like Venmo you and give me the room. And Katie's like, no, I'm going to Mexico. It's Christina's birthday. Like, we're going to go. I already called. We're doing it. I was like, that's really mean.
Sheena's triggered because Christina Kelly sat with Sheena and they roasted her wedding dress together.
Yeah. Or Stassi, sorry. Day. I also would not want Christina Kelly looking over the balcony at my wedding.
No, I'd be worried that she'd like hired a hit.
No, I would actually, if they said that they were coming, I would hire a sniper.
I would, you know, in like Breaking Bad when he just has the sniper on them, like at all times,
mm-hmm.
I would do that. Like, I wouldn't actually do anything to them, but like just so they know.
I would like.
We're kidding, by the way, everyone.
Obviously.
Well,
but I would like. I'd have a sniper and there'd be maybe like warning shots or things that happen to like get them off the balcony. I'd have black ops, like private security forces, like militia, like, yeah, like a fucking mercenary dedicated to just getting them off the fucking balcony.
So Katie and Sheena start fighting and Sheena runs out to Tom Schwartz and she goes, dude, your ex-wife is pathetic.
I was like, you're bold for this, Shishu. And then she goes, I don't want her energy at my fucking wedding. Like, I want her out. Like, she's not allowed at my fucking wedding. And then Schwartz goes, no, you know what I'll do? I'll tell her I'll get back together with her if she gives up the room. And I literally gasped. I was like, that is so mean.
Also, she dumped you.
It makes me, he knows, I think, what the whole deal was. And then it makes me think that her dumping him was just like a strategy, being like, I want a divorce and maybe that'll wake his ass up. And then it's like, oh no, he doesn't care. And like, he wants, it's just, it's psychotic that you would feel okay to say that.
Sheena walks out and tells him that, and Tom goes, well, what's going on now? He goes, Bubba, what's going on?
I love Ariana. She goes, well, what's her price? And she heads back in there and she goes, what's your price? What do you want? And he's like, no, I'm going to go to Mexico. I'm going. I was like, you guys.
And so Schwartz calls Maloney emotionally entitled, which I don't really understand.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. It's not a thing.
And then the saddest beret in the world floats on out to go home. She just storms out.
Her, the shot of her just like going with her little like espadrille lace up and that beret and like a teeny pert. I was like, oh my God, like, please go home and take off this hat. Please. Then maybe the worst thing that has ever happened in this episode is Schwartz follows her out and he's like, bub, what's my, bub, no, don't go. And she's like, literally, like, get away from me. Like, stop talking to me and get away from me. And he goes, no. And he goes, no, you want me to get you an Uber? You look really cute. I was like, don't you dare.
Don't. In that moment, I was very that. Charlotte with Carrie.
Mm-hmm.
No!
Don't.
No!
You look really cute. If someone says that to you, like, as a final plea, and you're wearing a beret.
Someone who just told you, not only you smell like pickles, but just made fun of you and didn't take your side.
He is a terrorist. This is terrorist behavior.
He's low-key one of the most evil people on the show.
He is. But what's worse is that she
falls
she
for
just
it.
Isn't learning. And instead is like making Sheena pay for Schwartz's sins.
Yep.
It's like, you know what would actually be hotter is if you said, okay, my price is $3,000. Make Sheena pay you $3,000. Get an even better suite with Christina Kelly and have Lala stay with you at like a hot, hot resort.
A swingers resort.
Get dicked down on camera and like make Tom Schwartz regret ever being born.
But no.
Like, step in, be powerful. Step into your power. He's just disempowers her all the time.
Yeah.
It starts with pickles and it ends with you look really cute. Don't buy into the lies. I'm praying for Katie.
That was a good episode.
I root for her. It was a good episode. I want her to win.
I do too, ultimately.
Yeah. It's baby steps. It's baby steps all the time with Maloney, but I know that she has the strength and I know she can do it.
She does.
Guys, before we go, I have to shout out the cult members of the Patreon.
Do it.
This one goes out to Mariah Kay, Rochelle Martino, Hillary, and Emily. You guys are the true heads.
I'm in the cult of those four ladies.
No, they're in our cult. They're paying up. And we love to see it. And I
like
that it's a girl group.
Thank you so much for doing that.
Girls' night.
Your girl power. No boys allowed at girls' night.
Girls' night. That's it.
Stay true, everyone. And yeah, hang with us. We're going in this. This is like a journey that we're all on together. So
I know. It is all happening. Bye. Sexy Unique Podcast is created and hosted by me, Lara Marie Shane Halls. This episode was co-hosted by the one and only Carrie O'Donnell. This episode was edited by Ness Smith-Savadoff. If you like what you heard today, please be sure to subscribe to Sexy Unique Podcast on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you're craving more sup and just can't get enough and want access to things like bonus episodes, tons of premium content, as well as ad-free episodes of the pod, consider supporting the podcast on Patreon. You can find out more at patreon.com/sexyuniquepodcast.